Okay, so today's daf is off and off. We are on daf Yud Tes Amud Beis. Basically, we had a machlokas between Rebbe and Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, whether lino is poselis with kiddush yadayim raglayim, meaning if you had washed your hands prior to the daybreak, right? I washed my hands during day one, and I went overnight. I didn't hesef hadas or leave the base on midrash. We'll see later. There's lead apostle, and you have to rewash your hands. So Rebbe said yes, apostles, and right, and Elazar Rav Shimon says that's not possible. So let's start again by my time of the Rebbe, just so we can get the flow. So my time of the Rebbe, where does Rebbe learn that lina is poselis the kiddush? So even for Cohen, who was mekadesh yesterday, had no hesef hadas, he has to rewash his hands by amud shachar at daybreak. So the ksiv, because it says by the pasuk of kiddush adayim v'raglayim, right? The pasuk says, the full pasuk says, v'vavam alom away yochatsu mayim v'lo yimusu o bigishtam elam azbeich l'sharis l'chiri shel Hashem. O bigishtam, bigishtam, right? So what does bigishtam mean? Rashi says, v'chli bigishtam, the gisha the shachris gisha chrisi, and the coming close, the gisha, the coming close of shachris is a new gisha, sharis yesh kamarach kadasha. Because I do the whole thing, it's a new fire, a new burning, everything is new, so it's a new coming close. So therefore, it's a new coming close. That's when you have to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. My time is Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon. And what's the reason of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon? Where does he learn that Kiddush is not Nifsal Belina? And therefore, the Kohen can continue. He was up all night, or he was in the Beis HaMikdash all night. That's not Pesach Hadas. He can continue the next day based on the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim that he did yesterday. He says the Ksiv, because at the beginning of the Pasuk, he says, Bivoam. It says, Bivoam El Olamoed Yuhatsumai Belim Musa. When they come to the Olamoed. So you see that the Chi of Kiddush is totally coming into the Olamoed. So since this Kohen came into the Olamoed and was the Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and he didn't really leave yet, he doesn't have to do Kiddush again, right? Even if Amud Shachar comes, because he never left the Yom HaMoed. He only comes to the Bavoam. So the Gemara asks, okay, wait a second. According to Rebbe, who says that you learn out Big Yishtam, right? The Idach Nami Hagasir Bivoam. It says Bivoam. So why are you learning out Big Yishtam? What do you do with the word Bivoam? So Rebbe says, Iksiv Big Yishtam, and it just written Big Yishtam, right? The way he learned it. Bilokziv Bivoam, and doesn't say Bivoam. Hava Amina, I'll call Gisha Big Yishtam. You would have had to have me to think that every single time that you come to do an avoda, even during the same day, say you do one karbon, break for lunch, then do another karbon, you'd have to do kiddush adayim v'raglayim again. So therefore, kasher rachman bivoam, tell me that the chiyuv is not taloi in a gisha la'avoda, but it's only taloi in gisha chadasha. The gisha chadasha is every day with the new ma'arach. The idot nami, and also according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, who learns that bivoam, doesn't it say big yishtam? So le'idach nami hatsiv bigishtam. So what do we learn from the word bigishtam? So it eats bivoam. Had it just written bivoam, right? Very difficult. Have amina. The Gemara is rejected. Have amina a bia reikonis. Even on a bia reikonis, right? Rashi says a bia reikonis nichmas shalolavo. Just walking into the temple, walking into the Beis Hamikdash, would require kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Even if you weren't coming in to do any avoda. So therefore, that's what Begishtam means. So therefore, comes Bivoam to temper Begishtam. Bivoam comes to temper Begishtam to teach you that no, it's totally in the Avoda. Bless you. It's only if you come into the Olam Oed to do Avoda. If you come to the Olam Oed not to do Avoda, you don't need Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Okay. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Like I said before, is it possible to tell me Begishtam teach me that there's no Chiyuv Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim for a Bia Reikonis? We're not coming for Avoda. The Gemara says, a Bia Reikonis? What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says, with one moment, you have to always tell them to do a avoda. Clearly talking about doing a avoda, you wouldn't have a mina to say that you would do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim if you're not coming to do a avoda. So what does Bigishtam come to teach us? So Bigishtam comes to teach us a halakha in the avoda of Yom Kippur. Okay? So because, when I was reading inside, El Bigishtam Yibayli L'chad Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, Dem Rav Acha Bar Yaakov HaKol Mod L'Kiddush Eni Shehu Lovash Mekadesh, my timer, to Amakra O Bigishtam, what's going on? So, is a machlokus being Rabbi and Rabbana, the Gemara and Daplam is Dalam of Bez and Yoma. Okay? They asked, how does a Kohen Gadol, how does he Makadish his Yadayim V'Raglayim between each avoda? Right? The Rabbana say that he washes his hands when he's dressed, because you love his Makadish. Meaning, he washes his hands, He washes his hands when he's dressed. Then he takes off his clothing. He goes into the mikvah, And then he puts on the he goes into the mikvah. Then he puts on the next set of clothing and washes his hands again. But according to Rav Meir, no. First he takes off his clothing. Then he washes. Then he does kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Then he does tefillah in the mikvah. Then he puts on the big day kodesh. So the machlokas says whether that first tefillah in between the first kiddush yadayim v'raglayim in between each avodah is done when he's clothed or after, before he takes off his clothes or after he takes off the clothes. But everyone agrees that the second kiddush yadayim v'raglayim is done after he puts on the next set of clothing. The right elu b'gishtami varlek for Rav Yaakov. The Amr of Achav Yaakov, Hakomodim, all agree, meaning Rav Meir and Rabbanan agree, the Kiddush Sheni, right, with the second Kiddush, which is the Kiddush that he does on when he's clothed the second time, Kishehu Lavush Mekadesh, that he does that only after he puts on that new set of Bidei Kahuna. My time, and what's the reason that everyone agrees by the second Kiddush, you must be wearing the clothing? The Amr Krak, as the Pasuk says, ours, O Big Ishtam. Big Ishtam means that Misha Einam Afusar Elagisha Bilvad. You only do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, that's going to Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim for the next Oda, can only be done if the only thing that's missing is Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. Not if you have to do something else and Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. O Big Ishtam, Misha Einam Afusar Elagisha Bilvad. Only if the only thing missing from the process is going, the next step you have to do is go right to do the Avoda. Yotzezeh Shemachusha Levisha Vagisha. That excludes the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur, who's not dressed yet, because then he has to get dressed, and then do Gisha. That's two steps. So Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim only works if you're one step removed. The next step, if you're already ready to do the Avodah, that's when you do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. That's what Gishpam comes to teach us. Must be, though. But what about the first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? The first Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is done, no matter who you go by, either it's done before he's clothed and before he goes to Mikvah, or just before he goes to mikvah after he's unclothed. Nevertheless, there's still another step. So it must be that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is not a din of the Avodah. That Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim must be just a special din on Yom Kippur. You have to wash your hands when you're taking off the clothing. Because otherwise it doesn't work in Ovid Yishtam. So that's why you have Big Yishtam. So now the Gemara is to say, then why does the Pasuk say, right, the end of the Pasuk says, right, L'sharis L'akir Yishel Hashem. Why is L'hakir Yishel Lamali? What? To go do the Avodah, right? Right, the Haktarah is done on the Mizbeach, basically the question is. Right? And already in the beginning of the Pasuk, it says, B'gishtam el Mizbeach. So what's the difference? Why do you have to say L'haktir? We already know we're talking about the Mizbeach. So the Gemara answer is, Ma'od Tema, you might have thought, Hani Mili, that you need to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim before you do the Avodah. That's Avodah de Ma'akva Kapara. That would only be if you're doing an Avodah, that's Ma'akva de Kapara. What's Avodah de Ma'akva Kapara? Rashi says, you go dam, throw the blood, kmitza, doing a kmitza the minute. About haktaris in murim, the loma akva in meloti by kiddush. Maybe there you wouldn't need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So, kamash v'lon, the Pasuk says lahakir isha that even before haktara, which is not indispensable to getting the kapara, you still need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. Okay. Ki aser rabdimi. When Rav Dimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, okay, Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, "Boy Ilfa had the following question: The Divrei HaOmer in Lina Moelis, according to Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon, who says that Lina is not Moelis, which means Lina doesn't passel the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. You don't have to redo the washing in the morning. The Divrei HaOmer in Lina Moelis, the Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim, make here Mahar Sheyi Paslu." What about the water that's actually in the kiur? The water that's left over in the faucet, in the basin, in the wash basin, right? Ma'usha yipsalu. Do they themselves get pasul kulina? The Gemara says, "Mi amrinan." Do we say, "Hani l'mai the kiddush yadayim v'raglayim"? What's the whole purpose of the water in the kiur? It's to be used as kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. So kiddush yadayim, if the kohen doesn't have to redo his kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, so the water also is not pasul kulina. If you leave the waters in the kiur, which is a machlokas, it's a klishar, assuming it's a klisharis. So anything in the klisharis left over becomes pasavalina. He said, no, the whole purpose of the water is to wash your hands. If you don't need to rewash your hands, then the water is fine. That's one side, right? Mi arminan hani lamai l'kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, violo pasavalina. So this one also won't be pasavalina. Oh, Dilma, no. Maybe what I said before. Kivan de kachin hu b'klisharis. Since the mekiur is sitting in the klisharis, Mifsile, it should become possible lina. Gemara says tzitzun, what do you do with the word that was left over? So tomorrow we'll talk about that. So what's this? So Rashi says, look at Rashi. Ma'usha yishlu belina, he says, im lo shka'a bibor. Somehow get the water into a basin, into a pit, into something to keep to prevent the water from becoming tameh. Right? O Dilma, the kiddush v'tisharis ipsla, Rashi says, the lo dami le kiddush adayim. He makes a distinction, Rashi says. It's not the same thing as kiddush adayim. Shehamayim nigvu ve'em lino midlichol. When you wash your hands, then you dry them, so there's no water left. There's nothing to become possible. But the water is extant in the kiyur, so maybe it becomes possible. So ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came to Eretz Yisrael, very interesting. He points out here in the notes from the Geras of Shurigon. He gives a list of all the Chachamim that went to Eretz Yisrael above all when there was a Shemad in Eretz Yisrael, and they say that Rav Dimi and Rabin were the last ones. That's why the order always is right. The order is always going to be that Rabin comes after Rav Dimi. So we just asked from Rav Dimi. Rabin asked the question, and then Rav Dimi made a statement. Now comes Rabin. He asked Rabin, when Rabin came after Rav Dimi to Eretz Yisrael, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, he said the name of Yirmiyah, who said the name of Rav Ami, meaning that Rav Ami said, that Amar Rav Yochanan, and Rav Yochanan said, Hadar Pashat Ilfa. After Ilfa asked this question, he answered the question. Kamachlokas Bezo, Kachmachlokas Bezo, the same machlokas that we have, whether or not Lina apostles, the Kiddush and Daim, the same machlokas that Lina apostles, the water left over in the Make Kior. How would that work out? Just like Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who holds that the Kiddush itself is not possible lina, and therefore a Kohen who was Mekadosh hands yesterday can continue to do the Avodah today and doesn't have to redo the washing. He's going to also hold that the Mei Kior is not possible lina. But Rebbe, who has it yet to rewash, he's going to hold that the Mei Kior is possible lina. It's a little lumbus saw by you about the concept of Kiddush Adayim, how this works. It's my focus between Rebbe and Rav Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. It's sort of the fiducia of Aryeh Lev Malin. So he explains that how does it work? He says, what's the purpose of Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim? Do we say that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is really a din in the Avodah? Right? So, it's a din in the Avodah. Or do you say that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is just a din in the Gavra? The guy has to be washed. So, if you say that Kiddush Yadayim, I'm sorry, if you say that Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim is a din in the Avodah, so every single Avodah technically would need Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim. One of the prerequisites of doing the avodah is to wash our hands. So why don't you need to do kiddush and avodah before every avodah, like we mentioned? That's what the pasuk says. Begishtam, it's only that for this purpose, the whole day is one avodah, because begishtam teaches you that it's only dependent on the new maracha. But technically speaking, it's a different avodah. So every day when you start a new avodah, you got to redo the kiddush and avodah. But if you say that the kiddush and avodah is just that the kohen has to be washed when he does the avodah, more didn't the Gavra, so who cares that he did it yesterday? He's still washed. As long as he doesn't have Hesech Hadas, as long as he doesn't do anything that ruins, that takes away that Kiddush, so he's still Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, therefore you don't have to redo it. That's how Rav Aryeh Leib explains the Machlokas. It's a Kiddush of Aryeh Leib in Chelek Beis Simon Yud Aleph. Okay. So Amar Lefon of Rav Yitzchak Bar Bissa. So right now, we had a suffix. According to the laws of Rav Shimon, what's the story with the water in the Mekiyur? So came Rav Ami and said, the same machlokas. So Amar Lefana Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Bisna says to Rav Ami, Rebbe, Ata Omer Kane, do you really say in the name of Rav Yochanan that we answered the suffix? Ela Hacha Amar Rav Asi. This is what the story was. Rav Asi said that Amar Rav Yochanan made the Ilfa, right? Rav Yochanan says in the name of Ilfa, Kior Shelo Shikum Miba Erev, the Kior that wasn't immersed in the evening. So according to here, basically, they didn't put the kior, especially was it the water of the kior or the kior itself, they didn't put the kior in a bore that had water. So now it's connected to not kaddish water, and therefore it takes away its status of being kaddish, and therefore it's not possible enough. So they didn't kior shelo shikum the erev mikadish. What does he say? Mikadish mimenu lavodas laila. That kior that wasn't put in, you can wash from it to do the avoda that night, right? But ulemachar, when Alos HaShachar comes, ain't a makadish. Ain't a makadish. What does the word ain't a makadish mean? Behavinaba. And we had a suffix where Asi says, what does lemachar ain't a makadish mean? Doesn't mean on one side, dilo tzarech lekedushe. He doesn't have to wash his hands again in the morning. Meaning, the kiddush adayim v'raglayim that did at night is good. He doesn't have to rewash his hands at night. Lo tzarech l'kedushei, because his hands didn't get posel at night. According to this, lina is not posel. Lina is not poseles. O, or do we say ifshlu belina? What does it mean? L'machar ena makadish. Meaning tomorrow he can't use the water from this tiyur to be makadish as yadayim v'raglayim. Look at Rashi. The lo tzarech l'kedushei. Ukarabalazib Rav Shimon, the low pasal lina bekiddush, lina doesn't pasal. O Dilma, ein ru'uyos l'kaddish. It's not worthy to be done for the kiddush. The asidul hubalina. It's pasal belina, meaning the may kior is pasal belina, right? Afilu l'rabalazir. The Rebbe, because it's a Rebbe, lekuli mivai, ain't surah, the high afilu be kiddush pasal. Of course, the Rebbe is definitely pasal, because he says the kiddush be dying, we have to redo the kiddush be dying. But you see here, it's a suffix. Whether or not you can use the mekiur, whether the lean apostle is the water in the mekiur. That's how you explain this brisa. So he says, the low pashiglon, he didn't answer the question. Umaka pashiglon mifshut, and of course, if you do answer the question, we have a suffix whether or not the water left in the kiur overnight can be used the next day with lean poselas, the water in the kiur. You said, definitely, it's the same machlokas according to Elizabeth Shimon, it's not poselas. But we have a suffix in how to explain this brisa. And one of the studies to explain this brisa would be that to make that ena makadosh means I cannot use the water that was left over in the kiyur overnight. But how are you telling me simply we answered the question? We didn't answer the question. So we didn't answer the question. So now the Gemara is trying to bring a raya from a Mishnah that even Rav Elazar holds that the make kiyur is nisa belina. I'm pretty sure the Arsenal has a picture of what's going on. I enlarged the picture over here if you want from the Masifta. But we'll just a diagram of the heifer. So Toshma, Rabbi Raya, Bar Kotin, the name of a person. Bar Kotin also shneim asar dad l'kiur. He made 12 faucets in the kiur. The original kiur had 2 faucets. He made 12 faucets. Right? Why is it? Why 12? So he quotes. Rashi quotes. Shneim asar dad shemotzi in meimav. The water comes out. Barmina b'seid the yom. And they say in Masechet Yoma she yushneim asar kohanim asuki b'tamim kachim asachas. But there were 12 Kohanim that had to do the Avodah when it came to the Tamid. They were all washed in the same time. Really, there were 13 Kohanim that had to do the Avodah. They say that you leave out the Kohen who shechted. Because the Kohen who shechts doesn't have to do Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim because that's an Avodah that's Kasher Hazad. Okay? That's what? Gerovam Hadras Melech. Let's all do everything together. We're doing one Avodah. We'll do it nice. It's a nice thing. No, have sake. Everything's done. They're all ready to go. Boom. Right? The Tashma, then cousin also Shneim Asar Dar Likior. Right? Aku Asa Muchni. He also made a Muchni. Omachlog is what the Muchni is. But based on Rashi and Tosaf, say a Muchni is some sort of pulley system whereby at night the water in the Kior was a pulley and it was pulled into a pit of water, right? Shaloyu Mema Nisal and Melina. So that the water in the Kior would be left in the Kior overnight. It would be pulled into the other water, not left in the Kior because it was no longer in the Klisharis. Therefore, according to this right away, you see that you're preventing the water from being in the Kior. So Lina is poseled in the Kior. If we can prove that this Mishnah goes like Rav Elazar of Shimon, then we have our answer that he splits between Kiddush Yadayim V'Raglayim and the Mei Kior. Right? So he says, okay, so, but are you sure that that's when he lived? Ben Cotton. Probably. Right, but nevertheless, Ben Cotton comes in and he wants to do a fix. Listen, all this water is being wasted. I'm going to do a fix. I'm going to make this pulley system to make sure it doesn't go in. Right. Right, so he makes this muchni. So my lav, so can't you say that this Mishnah goes according to Shita of Elazar of Shimon? And therefore you see, even according to Elazar of Shimon, to make kiyur as nifsa belina, that's why they made the muchni, to prevent that from happening. He says, lo, the Mishnah is not, the Mishnah goes like Rebbe. Maybe the Mishnah goes like Rebbe, who holds that you need kiddush yadayim v'raglayim, you redo that. So he also holds that the mayim is pasul belina, and you can't use this Mishnah to answer the suffix whether or not Rav Elazar of Shimon holds that the mayim itself is possible lina. The Gemara says, wait a second. That's it. The Gemara says, wait a second. let's look at this Mishnah itself, right? Where's this Mishnah? Where's the Mishnah from? Probably the Reisha, from the beginning of that Mishnah, clearly, the Gemara says, the beginning of the Mishnah, which we'll quote in a moment, is the Shita of Elazar of Shimon. So from the beginning of the Mishnah, like Elazar of Shimon, it's Seifa Nami of Elazar of Shimon. So what's the answer going to be clearly? They're going to say the Reisha is not necessarily like Elazar of Shimon. Well, now we have to go through the Mishnah to figure out what the Havamina was to think that it goes like Rav Elazar ben Shimon, and then see the answer why it may not be Rav Elazar ben Shimon. So, what's the Mishnah? Where is the Mishnah? The Mishnah is in Yoma. Okay. So, where does the Rashi go? The Rashi says, talking about the Avodah of Yom Kippur. So, Balo Eitzel Paro, the Kohen Gadol would now come to do the avodah for his par, right? The par kohen gadol, to smich on it and to do vidui on it. Upar haya omed bein ulam v'mizbeach. The par was standing between the ulam, between the big building and the mizbeach. Rosho l'darom. The head of the cow was facing south. So if you look on the charts, you see that darom is just the left side. The rosho was facing the darom. But upanam l'maro. But they would turn the head of the cow to face Mara, to face the Heichal, right? So, man shamas lay the amar bena ulam v'zbeach ketzafo. The halacha is that the kutche kutchen has to be shefted on the north side of the mizbeach, right? Remember though that the mizbeach, see in the picture, the mizbeach only takes up a certain portion right? So north side could very well mean just due north of the Mizbeach. Who holds, that would be the middle, you see the middle on this picture on the left, that would be the 76 Amos over there. Who holds that west of that, from the Mizbeach, in between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, that's still considered north? Who holds that that's still considered north and you can chef there, right? That's Rav Elazar ben Shimon, the Tanya, because we have a Braisa that says, Eze Hutzafo, what's considered north of the Mizbeach? So, first sheet says, Mikir Mizbeach Tzfoni, Ve'akotel Azar Tzfoni, Ukenega Kol Mizbeach Kulo Tzfon. It has to be north, it has to be flush against the Mizbeach. So just those 76 Amos, the size of the Mizbeach, if you extend that north, that's considered north, we can touch and touch him. Divrei Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. That's the sheet of Rav Yossi Rav Yehuda. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Moshe, he added, and said, Af Bin Ulu Mizbeach. You can go even west of that point, up to the Ulam, is also considered north. West of the Mizbeach is also north. That's the top portion of the picture. And Rebbe Moses, and Rebbe says, not only that, Rebbe says, Ach Mekom Jerisas Rag Gohan, Mekom Jerisas Rag Yisrael, is also considered. So that's the 76 Amos, the 76 Amos is entirely, in the Heichal. So the Chaser takes up the Chaser. The Mizbeach takes up a portion. So just going, that one sheet goes just going, whatever the Mizbeach takes up north of that. Rav Elazar ben Shimon says even west of that. And Rebbe says even south. Right? Below the Mizbeach, you had the Azaris Kohanim, you had seven Amos of the Ed, where the Kohanim could walk. And below that, you even had the Ezra Yisrael, where the Yisrael could walk up to the Shaar Nikanor. So that extra point, that's also considered north. As long as it's north side, then it's kosher. But you see what? You see that it's Rav Elazar ben Shimon who holds that between the Ulam and the Mizbeah, that's considered a kosher place, a kosher kosher. And that's what our Mishnah talks about. That's where they had the fire. So that's Rav Elazar ben Shimon. So the ratio of the Mishnah about the Mukhni is also Rav Elazar ben Shimon. So the Gemara says, wait a second. B'tisbra, does it really mean that it's Rav Elazar ben Shimon and it's not Rebbe? B'tisbra, Rav Elazar ben Shimon, he, below Rebbe? What do you mean? Let's say that side. When Rebbe comes along and says, you can even do it on the east side of the Mizbeah, as long as it's north, he's not coming just to add on the Rav Yossi and saying that even between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is no good. He agrees with Rav Elazar ben Shimon, and he's adding to that. So the Mishnah could very well be the sheet of Rebbe. Who says that Rebbe holds that it's kasha there also? The Tizbar of Rav Elazar ben Shimon, he, below Rebbe, hash the Rebbe and the Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda Mosif, are Rav Elazar ben Shimon lo Mosif? Is Rebbe only coming to add a kula as to where you can check? He's only adding on Rav Yossi, and therefore he doesn't hold between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? No. He's coming to even add on Rav Elazar ben Shimon. He also holds that part as kosher for the Mizbeach, the top part of the diagram. So maybe it's clearly, maybe the Mishnah is going on to Shita of Rebbe. If the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, it's not going to go over to Shimon. They have no raya from this Mishnah. So the Gemara says, no, ana hachikamin. This is what I say. Isa kadaitach Rebbe hi. Right? If you're going to say that the Mishnah goes like Rebbe, loka b'makom j'rishas rag kohanim, loka j'rishas rag kohanim. No. The Mishnah has to go like Rebbe from Shimon. But if you want to teach me that the Mishnah is like Rebbe, that the Mishnah said that you bring the power all the way down the east, that part east of the Mizbeah. And that's where you shaft it, because Rebbe holds that's good. Or says, wait a second. Elamai, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, he? If you're telling me that's Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, I didn't finish quoting the Braisa. The Braisa says also, Aval mina chalifos v'lefneim akom olim shepasl. If you look on the chart, the chalifos, that's where they kept all the knives, that's in the Ulam. So north of that, you see this, that's north of the Heichal, that's already outside of the Chatzer. So that area over there, everyone agrees, is not kosher for the Shechtik. The Gemara says, Elamai, Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, he? So then for Lokma Mikir Mizbeach Tzifoni, Akotel Azrara Tzifoni. Then if it's going according to Rav Elazar ben Shimon, why does it say that you shech the animal dafka between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? It just says you should send the able to shech the animal between the Ulam all the way down to the east side of the Mizbeach. So what's the reason why they did it over there? Because the point of the Mishnah is saying, the Tohi Gadol tired of him. He's fasting, he's doing a lot of work. So if I can find the closest place to where he has to be, to Shef, that's where I'll do it, to relieve him of the burden. So that's why it says to do it over there. He says, Elamai son of Meimar, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, because he was weak. Hachanam, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol. So Rebbe would also say, Mishum Chush of the Kohen Gadol, do it over there. I hold that it's kosher over there. Let's do it in the closest place that's kosher. So Rebbe holds that place is kosher also. So therefore, the Mishnah could be like Rebbe, not like Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. And therefore, we can't use the Mishnah as a raya to say that the Sefer about Ben Kotim goes like Rebbe Elazar to tell us that he holds that Leva ben Mekir is this puzzle. I don't know. Mar doesn't answer. I'm not sure what the halacha of Mice is. What would say halacha of Mice? He brings it down somewhere. Okay, so Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Now the Gemara is going to continue to speak about the machlokas between Rebbe and Elazar ben Shimon. The Gabi Psul Lina B'Kiddush. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Kiddush Yod V'Raglav Tshumas Hadeshen. A guy, the Kohen came up and he does Kiddush Adayim V'Raglav Tshumas Hadeshen, which is done. It's the first avoda. It's done when you wake up in the morning. It's done before Alos. It's still nighttime. So even after Tshumas Hadeshen, you're still going to have a time period where, you, according to Rebbe, you're going to come puzzled. Because Lina is to the Pasuk, it's still nighttime until the morning. Right? The Pasuk says, the Rebus Adesh is a filthful Ashes, how long was Beth, or someone is a Mizbeah. Right? Lemachar, the next day, meaning after Alos, which could be a few moments after he does the Trumas Adesh, Lemachar, Eno Tzarech Lekadesh. He doesn't have to redo his washing. Right? Shekvar Kiddush Mitchilas Avoda. Because he already did Kiddush Adayim Reglai from the Tchilas of the Avoda. It's not the same day. It's nighttime, and then it. What? So then you're asking, Lina is a Lina Belayla. Lina apostles at night, not because of the calendar day. Lina apostles overnight. Right, Lina apostles overnight. So if he washes his hands in the Tumas Adeshen, you still have a period after Tumas Adeshen, whatever it is, it was before Alos. Comes Alos, it's the new day. So that time period is still Lila. Lina apostles at night. Right, that's what we just said. They do the Lina beforehand. You do the Tumas Adeshen. That's correct. That's the first avoda. Then Alos comes afterwards. So Lamachar, after Alos, Enot Tzarech, he doesn't have to make Kaddish again. Why? Shekvar Kiddush mitzvos avoda. So you raise the Kiddush. So who's this going like? Right? Leman. Ila Rebbe. It can't be like Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you'd have to rewash. Ila Rebbe, Ha'amar Pasla Lina. He says that Lina apostles. So if Lina apostles, so for that, you wash through the Tumas Hadeshen. Now you have a time period until Alos HaShachar, you have to do Lina again afterwards. There's Lina during that time period, and you have to wash again. So Abi'il, Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, and it's Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, so what's the chiddush to tell me that he doesn't have to rewash? Ain't Tzarech LeKadosh, he's going to become a Sarah Yamin. What does it mean, Mamachar Ain't Tzarech LeKadosh? If he stays in the base of Midrash, he does everything he needs to do, it can last him for 10 days. He doesn't have to rewash. So what's going on? Even if he washed yesterday, he wouldn't have to rewash. Why, Daf, if he washed now, he doesn't have to rewash. Even if you watched 10 days ago, we wouldn't have to rewatch. So the Gemara says, Amar Abaye, this changes, Abaye flips everything on its head. Amar Abaye, la'olam l'Revi. It's really going like Revi, who says that Lina is posel. But really, the Lina, the Rabbanani. But Lina, posels by the Kiddush Yedayim Rabbanim, it's only a din the Rabbanim. Because we want to make sure, because Lina, the rice are posels and all the other items that are left in the Kiddush. So the Rabbanim said it also posels with washing your hands. But, Umode, but he agrees, the Mikros HaGeb of Ratzafra lo pasla. He agrees that, I guess, from the time period it takes from the Tumas Adeshin till Alos HaShachar, that doesn't possible. They didn't make the Takana over there. Rava Amar says, Rava says no. La'olam, I guess maybe the concept of having Lina possible only there. Rava Amar, La'olam, Rava Lazib, Rav Shimon. Really, the member goes to Lazib, Rav Shimon. Okay? The Ra'a Rav Yochanan, Devara, Bitkhil Savoda, below Besof Avoda. But Rav Yochanan agreed to Rav Lazib and Shimon that Lina is not Nifsal. He only says that B'tchilas Avoda. If he did Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim in the beginning of the Avoda, below Sof Avoda. But if he did Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim at night to be Makir Chalavim, that he'll say Pasos, that he says Pasos Melina. But if he did Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim in the beginning, that doesn't Pasos Melina. He's a Hesmer. What's the difference? Okay. So Mesve. So now they're going to answer Kasha on Rava. Rava who says, Rava who established this member of Yochanan, Alibid of Lazar of Shimon. Right? Mesve. Ra'u Achav HaKohanim. So all the other Kohanim see the guy who's doing the Tumas Adeshen. They see him, Sheyarad, that he comes down from the Mizbeach, and he puts the coals onto the east side of the Kadesh. The Hain Ratsu Ubahu, they all run in. Mihiru Bikichi Yedein Raglei Min HaKiyur. And then they all wash their hands from the Kiyur. And pull cup here. So Fish Lamal Le'abaye, right? This makes sense Le'abaye. The Mokim La Kerebi. He says that this member goes like Rebbe, who says that Lina's poselas the Kiddush, but nevertheless, Umodi Rebbe, the Mikros Geberat Safra, lo pasalina. But he agrees that from this time period, Lina doesn't pass, and they're running to make a takana over there. Right? So then we can say, Hamani Rebbe. So this mission goes like Rebbe. Therefore, you see, the doctor, the Kohanim, are Mikadish their hands after Kriyas HaGeber, which I guess is after Alos HaShachar, because they do it beforehand, it'd be pasal the Lina. That's why they have to do Badafka afterwards. Ela l'Rava, but according to Rava, the Mokim l'Kalazav Rav Shimon, who says that the words of Rav Yochanan goes according to Rav Shimon, l'Kalazav Rav Shimon, who says that Lina is not postelis to Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim. Abal Rebbe, and according to Rebbe, Mikros Gagev Brat Safra, Pasal Lina, that it would be Pasal. Who does this Mishnah go like? Who can this Mishnah go like? Harmani, who can it be? E Rebbe, if it's Rebbe, Pasal Lina. If it's Rebbe, what do they do? They still did this Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim apparently before Alos HaShachar. So it would be possible. According to Abaye, that time period is kosher. According to everybody else, the time period is not kosher. So what do they accomplish? Right? And Erev Lazar of Shimon, and Erev Lazar of Shimon, again, Ha'amar Afumi Kamasar Yomim Tzor Kaddish. Why Bedachim do they have to do Kiddush Yedayim now? They don't have to do it right now. They could have done it previously. Why is the Mishnah saying that they want to watch Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim right now? They did it last night. I think the answer is simple. It's something that's been hiding throughout the whole thing. Talk about new Kohanim. We didn't watch last night. That's what the Gemara says. Lola Krav Lazar Rishimon and Hakab Maiskid of a Kohen Chadati. Talk about new Kohanim that came in. They didn't watch last night. So all these things, I think that can answer all the questions. So they're saying that. So all this, I'm saying you can't use any of these riots. You can always say it's talking about Kohen new Kohanim. I know, but once you have that, we don't have a riot anywhere. Okay. So the Gemara, there's a machlokas, even a machlokas in the Achronim as to what the sheikh of the Rambam is about Lina Poselas Kiddush Yedayim Raglayim or not. According to the Kesef Mishnah in Bias Hamikdash Perakei Alafa Gimel, he says that the Rambam holds like Rebbe, because Allah is like Rebbe based on Erev, and therefore it's not Poselas. And therefore, right? Okay, but according to Sfas Emes, the Chof Nasa, and the Minchas Ninah, Lina's Doraisa, they don't hold like Abaye, Lina's Doraisa, and therefore the Rambam, and since the Rambam passes, and if you did the Avoda without washing your hands, then it's Mikalela. And therefore you see clearly that Lina is a Dindoraisa. That Kiddush Yedayim is a Dindoraisa. If it was Dindorabanon, then why would it pass on the Avoda? He said this passes the Avoda, and therefore that he holds like Rava, And like Rabbi, and then he holds like Rabbi Yochanan. They claim that it has like Rabbi Yochanan. Therefore, you have to rewash. You would not have to rewash. Okay, but that was my focus. But Maisa, that's a lot of Maisa. We have to wait, I guess, until the basement is built. The Gemara says now, Ibai Luhu. We're now going to ask a few questions about what constitutes leaving. What would require a Kohen to rewash his hands? So Ibai Luhu, Yetzia. Mahu shetoil the kiddush adayin reglayim, leaving the azara, taking the lunch break, right? Leaving the azara, what does that do? Would that require, even according to Elazar Shimon, who says that lean is not poselus? What if you left to go do something, right? What if you left? Mahu shetoil the kiddush adayin reglayim, intim say lomar. If you say according to Elazar Shimon that lean a low pasla. That lean does a pasla, the low parish, right? Avayetzia the parish, asuche meisataiti. Maybe lean does a pasla because it's still there, and if you don't leave the chutzner, you still never lost your train of thought. You still weren't meisias das. But if you left, maybe you meisias das, and that would be enough to require you to rewash your hands. Right? Rashi says, Yetzia chutz lazar masha tov keder shaposa b'chol kachim. With all kachim, shekitzu b'kli sharis, chim yatsu nifsalim b'yotzei. Every homach lo tzmosim whether the kiyur is an actual kli sharis. But if it's a kli sharis, how did you make a different kiyur? You can't redo the shulchan of the menorah. It has to be done the way the Torah tells you to do it. And originally, it had two spouts. Now that's 12. So there's a whole tumen in the achron of the mikdash. Not a kushari. The shulchan, right? So he says, the mikdash davar says it doesn't say the word kitavniso when it comes to the kiyur. Therefore, there's a whole to do in the afkhora about whether the kiyur is an actual kushari. Okay. Anyway, so he says in tibsei Rabbi Rashi yitzil puts lazar umashet hol kederu shaposa kol hakachin shakach to the shari shiv yotzim nisim biyotze. Do we say the low parish? At night he never left out. Lo nivda me avoda. So he never separated himself from his avoda. But here, when you go out, you separate yourself from your avoda, and therefore you'd have to redo the kiddush adayin reglayim. O dilma, or do we say even by yitzia there's no psul of hesach hadas? Why? Because keva to be yod lachzor lo masach. Since it's in his power, there's nothing preventing him from coming back in, and he's not meisiyah das. Okay, they don't answer that question either. Okay. The Gemara says, Sasha Tashua. I'm sorry, let's try to answer that question. We've got the following case. Kiddush yada biragla v'nitmu. He washed his hands and feet from the kiyur, and then they became tamei. They became tamei in a tuma de rabbanon. Right? The question is, I'm not going to ask the question also. There's a whole kasha that we say that, based on Gemara and Pesachim, that there's no tumas yadayim in the mikdash. So what's going on here? Who does he quote that from? Your test, right? I don't know. The Matapa Abram says even though you're not Matame, you're not Tame, you're still not allowed to do the Avoda. Okay. So he says, Kiddush yada v'ragla b'nitmu, my tbilin. All you have to do is toggle your hands into a mikvah, because that tbilin is sufficient. The ain sarach l'kadesh. You do not have to do an additional kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. But yotzu, if you went out from the azara, harei hein b'kiddush son. You're still in the same kiddush, and you do not have to wash your hands. Right? So Gemara says, you see that yotzu, you don't have to rewash. Gemara says, no, yotzu yada v'lokmi boilon. That's only if you just stuck your hands out. No one asks. Everyone agrees. That you don't have to do the whole suffix. Right? Keep coming boiling on just the goof of mine. Our suffix is whether you actually completely, the whole body went out. Now you stuck your hands out of the azara. But Tashma, try again. A Kohen Shalom Rechutz Adayim Reglayim. A new Kohen walks in, he didn't do Kiddush Adayim Reglayim, and he wants to do Yavoda. So Mekadish Luki Kisharis Lufnin. He can use any Klisharis, even something other than the Kiddur, he can use any Klisharis inside to wash his hands. Right? Kiddush Kisharis Lufnin. So he uses Klisharis outside the azara. Or a non-Klisharis inside the Azara, osha tavo b'meima ara, or he goes into the mikvah, that's kashal tefillah. The avad avodasa psula. And the devoda, is psula. Right? Taima, why is it pasul? Because the kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. The only reason why it's pasul is because he was mekadesh his hands with the klisharis outside. Ha kiddush b'pnim, deep, we're trying to make, but if you mekadesh your hands inside, and then you went outside, then you have avodas kshira. So Gemara says, no, what are you talking about? Dilma, kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz. What's the case of kiddush b'klisharis b'chutz? Hechidami, k'gun da afik yad of levar. He stuck his hands outside, and that's where they washed it. But going out with the entire body, there's no source in this Mishnah. So Amar Lei Razvid Rapapa, he tries to bring another ayah. Tashma, Yotza Chutz Mechitzas Chomatz Azara. If you go outside of the Azara, in Lishos, if you go for a long time, Ta'un Tvila, then you have to do a full Tvila. Im Lepisha, if you just go out for a short time, then Ta'un Kiddush Dayim Baragayim. You see clear from here, if you go out even for a short time, you have to rewash your hands. The Rosh says, no, it's a whole different. And we're talking about a different night concept over there. Over there, it's talking about you're going to relieve yourself. So there, we wasn't saying, Hachu Mayaskinon, if you go Shin Yotzel Hasech Raglav. That's if you went out to defecate, right? That's Lishos. Then, and Lahatil Mayim is you just go out to urinate. So the Hedjaka, so if you go out for see us Glalim, then you have to get to go to the mikvah and do the whole thing over again. But if you're just going out to urinate, then you have to come back to Kiddush Dayim Ravayim. But it doesn't say anything, nothing to do with our question of just going outside stop. So Gemara says, wait a second, why do I need to teach you that? I already know that from another source. So he says, but ha, behechikatanla, we already know that. It's a Mishnah Mufreshes in Yoma, daf kof ches. Kola mesech raglav, that's the kolim gedolim, ton tvila. The kola metil mayin, ton Kiddush Dayim Ravayim. So what I need it for again? So he says, tani, the Mishnah says it, behadim mefarish. And then the Bryce explains it. I don't know what the Bryce explaining more. What? Yeah, I don't know what's adding. But the answer is that both are dealing with the same case and not dealing with our case. So Tashma, like Mar tries to bring another ayah. Tashma. Para, right? The Kohen who's going to do the avodah with the Parah Duma is going to be Mekadesh himself before he does the avodah with the Parah. So Tashma, Parah, right, the Parah Duma, and everything the Parah Duma, if you want to keep in mind, it's not done in the Mikdash, it's done in the Har Mishnah, which is outside of Yerushalayim. So the Parah, Rabbi Chiya Bar Yosef Amar, Mekadesh B'Klisharis B'Fnim. He has to do Kiddush Adayim Berglayim with the Klisharis inside the Azara, V'Yotze, and then he goes out to the Har Mishnah to do the avodah on the Parah. Rabbi Yochan Amar, Afilu b'chutz. He can even wash his hands outside of the Yazara. Afilu b'kichol. Doesn't even need the klisharis. He can use a regular cup to wash his hands. Afilu b'mekadesh alferes. And even in this some sort of, I don't know, you can find it, some sort of pottery type thing, which must be a very low level, non-kosher looking utensil, right? It's very worthless. That, because you don't need a klisharis. But you see clearly from here, this according to Rabbi Chiya Yosef, that Yitzia doesn't pass on the kiddush. Because if he did the kiddush adayim reglayim inside, then he goes outside and does the avodah. I mean, the answer is simple. I'm going to paraduma. It's a different avodah. But, so Amra Papa, Rapapa says, no, Shani Para. Para is different. Hoya, b'cho ma'aseh, b'cho eslop tzala, b'yitzia. The whole concept of paraduma is to do the avodah outside. That's the makam avodah. So, my question is, does that mean that yitzia doesn't possible by paraduma? Well, let's not consider yitzia. Yitzia means when you leave the makam and you're doing the avodah. I think I like this one better. You're going to the makam of the avodah. That's not considered yitzia. Right? It just happens to be outside. Right? Ho b'chol ma'aseh b'chutz lo pasul b'yitzia. So the Gemara says, ihachi, if that's the case, that it's done outside, lama li d'mekadesh. Why, according to Rav Chiya, at least, do I need to go inside and do kiddush adayim reglayim? Why can't I just be like Rav Yochanan said, wash your hands outside? So he answers, ke'ein avodas p'nim. Which I think means, you try to do it similar to a regular avodah. Rashi says, Ke'ein avoda shniu. That's the answer. Which I'm not sure what the answer is. That, I don't know how he explained it. He just wanted to make it a similar, still doing the avodas, he's making it similar to all the other avodas. So again, so the Rambam of B'yis HaMikdash Perakei, Halacha Hei, he holds that if you're Yotze, that you're Ton Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim. You do have to rewash your hands. However, he says that in low Kiddush, if you didn't redo the Kiddush Adayim Baraglayim, Eino mechal avodah b'diavet. So it's only like a psul derabanan, according to the Rambam. and the Kesef Mishnah writes because he says it's an abayatul yitzchot the Gemara, and therefore it's abayatul yitzchot the Gemara, and therefore he's misafik. You can say that the avoda is kosher. Okay, we'll stop here. Have a good day.